Those of you that don't know me, by the way, I'm going to take you on a helicopter ride today. So I got this new microphone. So I feel like a helicopter pilot up here. I don't know how to fly, so we're liable to crash. But so those of you that don't know how I preach, I try to bring it into real life. Because the Bible, it's tough on some people to read. So I'm going to bring the message today into our lives. So I'm going to talk about how my week went, and then we'll jump into some verses, and then we're going to go into another experience that's going to involve everybody here. My week was the toughest week I've had in 40 years. 40 years. My wife got sick at the beginning of the week for the first time in a long time. So I had to take on laundry, cooking, cleaning up messes, making sure the house ran smooth, right? My son Brandon had a doctor's appointment on Monday trying to figure out what he was sick from. My week started out at work. I had to install 17 windows that were huge windows in Centerville in 3 days. Not only did we have to install them in a brick complex, we had to finish them on the outside with vinyl brick molding, trim them on the inside, and make sure they were ready to paint for the next guy. 17 windows in 3 days. And I'm down my best guy. To finish out the week, we had to pour footings for an addition that hadn't even been formed yet. They hadn't even been trenched yet. And then we had to build the addition so they could put the AC line back into this house so the people had AC for next week. All in 1 week. And I had 4 guys for 1 day and 5 the rest of the 4 days. It's not very many. So come Friday, I was done. Physically done. And I had youth group on Friday. And half my youth group had called in, probably over half of them, and said, hey, we got stuff going on. The school year's beginning. I got cross country. I got this. No big deal. So I knew there was one young man coming. And the devil wanted me to text him and cancel. Because I was exhausted. But I had a different message for the devil. I was going. So I showed up here, met with Brian, which was the young man that showed up. He brought his friend, I call him the chauffeur, Colin. So I had 2 young men sitting here, and nobody else showed up. So I was like, oh, we're good. We're just going to chill tonight. So I said, how about we go to McDonald's, and I'll take you guys out for supper. We'll just sit and chat. On the way there, Brian, he's texting Jason, another youth member. And next thing I know, Jason's coming. No big deal, right? We'll sit down. We'll have a meal. We meet Jason at McDonald's. We sit down. And here comes Elliot and Ethan. So by the time we're sat down, we've got 5 young men at this table. And I'm leading youth. That wasn't my plan. That was God's plan. So that's how I'm going to start out today in my sermon. And we're going to get back to the youth later on in my sermon. Title of my sermon's A Giant in the Room. And I'm going to start out Scripture 1 Samuel 17:34 through 37. And everybody knows about this. If you're very knowledgeable on the Bible, it's about David. And Saul is king at the time. But Saul's having a terrible time with Goliath and the Philistines. So I'm going to read you the scripture. So it says, I'm going to have to put my reading glasses on because I'm old. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said to the Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord will be with you. So I think the importance of that message is Saul thought he could defeat Goliath without God. He really did believe that. He thought he could take his army in there and just do what he needed to do and kill Goliath and the Philistines. But David is letting him know, I have a heart like God. That's how I'm going to defeat him. He's letting him know that. So we're going to turn to 1 Samuel 17, 48 through 51. So it was with the when the Philistines arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. I think that's important in life, right? See, Saul wanted him to wear this body of armor to kill Goliath. But David said, no, I'm taking a slingshot and a couple rocks. So this goes back to the youth group on Friday, right? We're sitting at this table, and I'm telling them what my sermon's going to be about. And I said, what do you think the story of David Goliath is really about? And there was an answer that made me laugh. Jason, he's in the back, so he's not going to be able to hear that. He said, the IRS. And I laughed because, well, that could be somebody's Goliath. But Brian quickly chimed in and said, it's about depression. Might be my biggest battle, he said. And then the others chimed in. I asked him, are you a leader or a follower? Some of them said, well, I like to graze, so I'm a sheep. Others said, I don't lead or follow. A couple of them said, I'm a leader. So what's the importance of me asking the youth group this? I'm going to ask you the same question. What is Goliath in your world? Because God spoke to me on Monday. He said that most of you sitting in here would not face your Goliath. And I was one of them. I struggled with that all week more than I did the workload we had. I'm a leader. I'll take on Goliath. But I looked at my youth group and I seen a lot more than what they said. Way more than what they said. So I'm going to show you in person what God said to me. See, the devil, he's a trash man. He likes to bring trash into your life. He always has been, because he's lazy. The devil is the laziest guy you'll ever meet, because he uses other people to do his work. He uses other things that have affected you in your life, and he starts laying the trash out, right? You're not good enough. Your girlfriend cheated on you. You drank. You smoke. You're never going to be a leader. You're always going to follow the wrong things. You're not going to be a good enough husband. And he just keeps laying it out, right? He lays it out in your life until you're walking in trash. That's why you can't face your Goliath. He piles up so much trash in your life that you can't see Goliath. He's got every one of you right now. He's got me. Because when I asked the youth group on Friday, I really didn't think it involved me. I was more worried about them. You have to walk over the trash to see Goliath. See, David followed God. He had a heart like God. That's how he could defeat Goliath. God chose him. God chose David to be king before he was king. He knew he was the born leader. He didn't let the devil pile the trash up. Here, take my sword. Take all these shields. You're going to need it to defeat Goliath. You're never going to beat him without all this stuff. You better take the army with you too. He didn't believe the nonsense. 2-3 stones and a slingshot. Yeah. So after asking the youth group about Goliath, I believe what Brian said. I think Goliath in our world is depression, anxiety, adultery, pornography, lack of parenting, no parents involved, no solid marriages, and the list goes on and on. So I'm going to bring it in depth to you guys the way I see it in my life, because when I first took this on, I didn't think Goliath evolved me. But it does. My Goliath, and I'm going to lay it out to you pretty straightforward, and it's going to be to the point. I have never dealt with it. I could never get through the trash that the devil brought into my head. And still today, I'm dealing with it. See, everybody that I've been involved with before I met my wife committed adultery. They lied to me. They stole from me. And I never thought I was good enough. And it's hard to believe I'm up here preaching to you. I still don't think I'm good enough. That's why my application to be a licensed minister is sitting on my counter at home. Because I don't think I'm good enough to be here. because of all the trash that's been piled in front of my life. But God, He's going to make you find a way if you believe in Him. So I'm up here, right? I'm going to fill out the application and send it off. The devil's not winning this. Because I know I have you guys. I have my family. My wife's a good lady. But I bring that Goliath that I've never took on into my own marriage now. When she tells me, oh, you're a good-looking guy, I laugh. I laugh. That's how I receive it. Because my whole life I've been told something different. When she says, you've got this, I believe in you wholeheartedly, I don't see it. Because I'm scared of Goliath. And that's my Goliath right here. I'm not talking about any of yours. But I see your faces out here. I see it. So how are we going to change? Because my message today was to bring you to see your Goliath so you can prevail. That's my message for you today. I don't care if you're sick. You think you're dying? You've been left 50 times? You were an alcoholic? You were on drugs? I don't care what your story is. God chose you. It's evident you come through the door today. He chose you. So I'm going to ask the youth group to come up front right here. Because there's one more thing they're going to do. No singing involved. I need some help. Because they helped me on Friday. Right down here in front. There's a garbage bag right there. Here's what we're going to do. Because I think the devil needs to see things in life, right? To understand he's not in control anymore. These guys are going to stand here. And anybody out here that wants to face your Goliath can come up here and pick a piece of trash up and put it in the trash. Stating you're going to face your Goliath right now. And then when you're done, these young men are going to take it to the back, out to the dumpster, and they're throwing it away for good. And I'm going to go first. Because I need to be a minister, right? I need to believe I'm good enough to be up here and show you guys you're good enough to do whatever you want in life. I don't care if you're young, old, it's never too late. Nobody's tamped you deep enough to not be up here. Because here's what I see. If somebody did you wrong, that's their fault, not yours. So I've lived 30-some years of my life with this Goliath that I'm not good enough because somebody did this years ago. That's crazy, right? So today, it starts. Here it is. It's forever done with me. It's forever done. These guys will take out the trash because I've taught them that. And we're going to continue to do this. So anybody else, one at a time, come forward. Goliath's done today. God's standing right here in front, and he's releasing it. If there ain't enough trash, you split that trash. Give her some trash to put in there. Not that trash, because that's valuable trash. But take some trash out of there and give it to him and let him put it back in there. It's done today. And as they're coming forward, I'm going to give you the message that God said to me after I wrote this. Just because people walk away and let you down, don't give up on God. He never gives up on you. Period. There's no explanation for that. He never gives up on you. The devil puts the trash out. God comes back with a garbage truck and cleans it up. He never gives up on you one day. He brought this message to you today so your doubts could die and your faith could live. That's what this message is about. Just say that. I want you to say that. So your doubts could die. So your faith could live. That's a message right there, isn't it? That was not spoke by me. God sent me that message. And I provided it to you. He also said, give your problems to the Lord. Face your Goliath with the heart of God. Don't have hate in your heart because you'll never clean the trash up. I lived it for 30-some years. Anger. Anger. That's not God's way. That's the devil's way. It's another way of getting in your head. And then he piles some more trash up because you got angry. And somebody's seen you get angry, so it just keeps piling, right? Have the heart of God. That's what he needs in your life. Then you can defeat anything. David's proof of it. 3 stones took one to take Goliath out. Well, you're never going to face this tall, 7'8" guy that you're going to punch in the mouth, right? Goliath is something that's going on in your life that's bigger than life. That's what Goliath really is. So, gentlemen, you take the trash out. I have one more scripture for you. Well, they're taking the trash out for me. That's why I love a youth group. You got to teach them young to take the trash out. Then they don't get to my age where there's this trash piled up. You teach them young. Keep your head clean. So Psalms 55:22. This is my last message for you. Pretty simple message. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Basically, what that message is saying is I am never leaving you. People might come and go in your life, but God is staying in your house. He's a guest in your house. So you might as well keep a bed for him. He's staying. And we're dealing with Goliath today. And this is how we're going to do it. They took the trash out, right? And I'm not a guy that's not going to stand in front of you and just keep preaching. You need to do this or else. You need to do this or else. I'm going to the back again because I'm a guy that will always have your back in anything going on in life. Period. I'm not Christ, but I will never leave your side. If you've got a problem in life, I'll stand there and listen, believe me, because I've been through my share. And hopefully as a church body, we're going to continue to do the same. Because there's a lot of Goliaths in this building right now that we're about to take to the back door. And God's going to prevail today. I'm going to close back there, and I'll meet you guys at the back door. The trash has been taken out.
Close the service in prayer. Devil, you've been defeated. The Goliath's going down today. Whatever it is, sickness, health, belief in yourself, family, any problems you're up against, take on that Goliath today. Don't live 30 years of misery. Take down Goliath, because we're strong enough as long as we have God in our heart. Jesus, you're present here today. Put it in their heart and send them home to defeat Goliath. In Jesus' name, amen.